from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third-generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Lonnie Perkins, thank you for being with us. And friend, thank you. It is wellness night. And man, do we have, we are loaded tonight, friends. We have got medical expertise like we seldom have. And I hate to have to do this, but I've got to start the note on a little bit of a sad note. Because you know that there are hearings going on now on Capitol Hill, and many of the people involved are trying to get answers to things that we've been sophisticatedly isolated from being allowed to have the answers over the last number of years. And one of those very important things is the origin of where the COVID virus came from. And I found it interesting today that after several divisions of his government coming forward and saying it came from a Wuhan lab, I found interesting after about four different sections of the executive branch said that it came from a Wuhan lab, that the New York Times ran a piece this week trying to say that it still came from raccoon dogs. I wonder what those look like. Nick, have you ever seen a raccoon dog?
No, but I'm sure it's coming to a theater near you in the fall or something.
Cocaine raccoon dog.
Yes.
The follow-up to Cocaine Bear.
Yes.
Now, it's interesting because they're now saying that this species of animal that I've never heard of is now, they're trying to push this as the source in the market where they have been arguing that bats had taken it for most of the time we've been here. Anyway, I don't think a lot of people believe that the New York Times piece carries a ton of weight to it. It was citing some very odd sources and some other things. Even as I was reading, I was like, "Huh, this doesn't make much sense." But that's how desperate they are to try to keep from telling us that the COVID virus came from the lab. Well, today the president signed an order saying that it's time to officially reveal where it came from. So I don't know what the announcement's going to be, but I do think that it'll be interesting given that no less than four divisions of the executive branch, I think the Pentagon, State Department, CDC, and one other one, the Energy Department, they have all come out and said that the lab was where it came from. And beyond that, that the lab exported it. Once it was out, the Chinese leaders saw to it that people couldn't fly from Wuhan to other places within China, but they could certainly leave the country and go to Italy and the United Kingdom and the United States. They literally exported the virus to us. There needs to be some accountability for that. I don't expect the current president to do that, but that's what needs to happen. But that's just one tiny little tidbit about the whole COVID thing that's starting to come to light. Earlier today, Senator Rand Paul had some interesting revelations come out in his hearing as he was talking with the CEO of Moderna. And this is how a little bit of that went down.
Recently paid NIH $400 million. Do you believe it creates a conflict of interest for the government employees who are making money now off of the vaccine to also be dictating the policy about how many times we have to take the vaccine?
Good morning, Senator. Indeed, We recently made, before Christmas last year, a $400 million payment to the NIH for an old patent that they had developed, not related to COVID, but useful in the development of a COVID vaccine to pay them for their work. It's for the U.S. government to assess how that money should be used.
Do you think it creates a conflict of interest for the same people deciding the policy of how often we have to take the vaccine to also be making money the more times we take the vaccine? Yes or no?
This is for the government to decide, Senator.
You have no opinion on whether or not that creates a conflict of interest. Recently paid
NIH.
So that's
how it went down.
Recently paid NIH $400 million.
You had actually the CEO, Stephen Bunkel, I think is how you say his last name, sitting there, and he goes, this is for the U.S. government to decide. But they paid NIH, National Institutes of Health, which were one of the approved agencies that Fauci personally gave his thumbs up towards. I'll just remind you, CDC Director Redfield questioned a lot of what Fauci was saying, and he got the thumbs down, and he was no longer allowed to come to the meetings. But the NIH didn't give, you know, Fauci any trouble, so they got to keep coming. And they just got a whopping $400 million in royalties last year. That department was a part of the committee that was making policy on how the vaccine should be implemented and what it should contain. Friends, this is the same way so much is happening. None of it's based on science. It's based on kudos and bennies and relationships and who did what for who and how you scratched my back and all the rest. And that's not how our public health officials should have been conducting themselves during the pandemic. We needed fighters to find the truth and to tell us what was real. And we should have known a little bit better than to trust Fauci to begin with, because in all honesty, he made similar mistakes in the entire debacle that was the AIDS pandemic, where he did not pursue therapeutics. He did not pursue solutions to people that were getting infected. He sought very hard to create a vaccine that people would take in advance to shield themselves from the AIDS virus. And it didn't work. Lots of people died. Robert Kennedy's book, recent book out about a year ago, dealt with all of that, exposed the lengthy litany of things that Fauci did and ignored in order to push vaccines when there were people dying from the virus, that it would take a number of years for us to circle back around and start figuring out therapeutics and so forth. So I don't know. And, you know, to just add gas to the fire on this, I'm sitting last evening watching television with my bride. And as we turned it on, we were going over to the Apple TV. But as we turned it on, the regular TV was on, and it was on PBS. And PBS was doing a lengthy 2-hour special calling Fauci an American master. I have no idea what qualifies him to receive any type of congratulations. He's been a disaster on the two big outbreaks that happened on his watch, the AIDS pandemic and then the COVID pandemic. But there he was, George W. Bush put, you know, the medal of whatever around his neck, and he received praise from everybody, and eventually, you know, he threw the last administration under the bus when they began to question, well, why are we doing it this way when people are dying and it doesn't look like what we're doing is the right thing? We should have never been putting people on ventilators. We should have been using oxygen in completely different forms. And that we lost 8 out of 10 people that went on ventilators. We lost them. We weren't doing it right. And a lot of that came from the top. And Senator Rand Paul, thanks to his dogged style, got the Moderna CEO to admit that, yeah, they gave NIH $400 million. Fauci himself, over the course of the pandemic, became wealthier by about $30 million. And he was already the highest paid government employee that we had. He's paid more than the president. He's paid a lot more than the last president, because he donated his salary back to the country. Anyway, coming up next, Dr. Nicole Saffire will be with us. We're going to talk a little bit about all of this and more. Don't go anywhere.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right. I tell you every single week that Mike Connors will answer one of your questions, one of your real questions here personally. And Mike, this week's question comes from John in Queens. He says, Mike, my aunt died. I can't afford to pay for the funeral, but I know she had life insurance policy. Can I collect that to pay for her funeral? Mike Connors.
Well, the big question on that, who's the beneficiary of the life insurance policy? Yes, if you're the beneficiary, you can collect that, and you can work with your funeral director, and most of them, I think, will do this. If you're not the beneficiary, you may have a problem, but then again, who is the beneficiary? Maybe they should pay for the funeral. But some people are under the mistaken impression that if you have an insurance policy, it's used to pay for a funeral, and it's automatic. It doesn't quite work that way. That money belongs to the beneficiary.
Even if it's an insurance policy that's specifically designed to be for post-death expenses?
Yes, because, you know, ahead of time, the aunt could have made a deal with the funeral parlor and assigned the policy over to the funeral parlor. But if she didn't do that, that money belongs to the beneficiary.
Well, it's important to know these things, and friends, that's why we're always telling you the biggest mistake you can have happened with your end-of-life planning is to just not plan at all. So call Mike Connors and his team at Connors and Sullivan this week. Get your plans looked at. See what you need. Maybe it's a will. Maybe it's a trust. The McCulloughs have done this. We certainly recommend the wonderful team at Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And then Mike will be ready to answer more questions from you. Just send them to askmikeconnors@gmail.com, askmikeconnors@gmail.com. And then be listening Saturdays at 8 o'clock in the morning for on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. And Sunday morning starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge, because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager is tired of the fear-mongering.
Al Gore and these other crackpots have been saving the world since 1990 at least. Every 12 years we're warned it's too late if we don't do anything. And we do almost nothing except ruin people's lives. The damage that the latest panic mongers are doing is daily in the news.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970. The Answer. Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
Well, I'm always excited when I hear that it's a Dr. Sapphire night on Radio Night Live, because she was the OG here at Wellness Wednesday. She was the first one. In fact, I think she set a trend. I think Dr. Siegel heard her on the radio and goes, hey, I want to do that. And then but the next thing you know, we had the whole Fox News medical team joining us, kind of in rotation, but so grateful for all of them to be here. And Dr. Nicole Sapphire does rejoin us. Dr. Sapphire, I just spent my monologue tonight kind of letting my audience hear what Dr. Rand Paul heard in hearings earlier today, which was the head of Moderna admitted that they gave the NIH something like $400 million. And Dr. Paul asked Mr. Bakel, I think is how you say his name, if that constituted a conflict of interest, and he couldn't answer the question. And I don't know about you, because I know you're not just a doctor, you're a mom too. I think a lot of parents are getting really fed up with how much either incompetency or corruption went into setting some of the policy during COVID. But we're starting to get a few answers, and those answers aren't adding up to a very good picture. What say you, Nicole Sapphire?
Well, it's great to be on with you, Kevin. I haven't been keeping up so much on these hearings, mainly because, well, one, it's hard to because they're in the middle of the day and I work, but it also infuriates me when I watch them. Even when I tune in for 10 minutes, just hearing some of these stock answers by these big pharma reps and, you know, even Dr. Fauci in the past, you know, it really frustrates me. And what you're seeing play out now publicly is something that we have been dealing with for decades. Is the close relationship between big pharma and the government. And when you have people who can't really disclose their conflicts of interest, there's a problem there. In fact, we've seen that play out all throughout the pandemic. You had people going on television promoting certain things, such as the vaccine, such as medication, such as other things, when there were clear conflicts of interest. And they would say, oh, no, but we disclosed that we worked for them. It's like, yeah, okay, but you're still a talking head on TV, and people may not realize that you're making millions of dollars off of what you're selling. And that, for someone like me, who doesn't have any financial ties to the pharma industry, it's really disheartening to see.
Yeah, no, it has to be, because at the very moment, Nicole, that the nation needed really sound medical advice and direction and guidance, it appears that Dr. Fauci kind of handpicked the architecture that would be around him. I mean, we're only learning recently of he and Dr. Redfield's kind of disagreement. But, you know, after Redfield kind of said, I'm not sure about some of the stuff that you're saying, he was suddenly no longer invited to be part of the task force. And one of the most important things, and I go back to this from our very earliest conversations, is I never understood why the patient-doctor relationship became something that got taken out of the equation from the very beginning. They didn't want you talking to your local doctor that knew your medical history. They wanted you to go to the hospital to get the therapeutics. They wanted you to go to the hospital to get your treatment. And then if you didn't get the vaccine and so forth, kind of irregardless, that's, which is not a word, but regardless of what your doctor said, they wanted you to get the vaccine kind of, you know, just blind faith. And when you interrupt that relationship between a doctor and a patient, I think you're going into sacred territory. And I think the result of the pandemic would have been very different if doctors had been able to advise their patients on a more personal and more one-on-one level. What's your thought on that?
One of the most bizarre things that happened was, as the vaccines became available, the government said, well, we're only going to be distributing these to hospitals and pharmacies. But most people get their vaccines from their primary care doctor, their pediatrician, right, their internist. I mean, that's where their most trusted relationship is with the medical professionals. But even 6 months, a year into having the vaccines available, primary care doctors still couldn't obtain it. And why is that? Well, unfortunately, it seemed then, and it clearly seems now, that the government wanted some control over it. Sure, yeah, they cited, well, it's easier for distribution purposes, but at the end of the day, not really. If they could get it to every pharmacy, they could get it to the doctor's offices.
Right?
And so it was about control. And again, looking back now, we're starting to see how much control they really had. And while we would have liked to think it was in the best interest of Americans, it really doesn't seem like it was whatsoever, was it?
Here's the question now. We've gone through it. We're starting to understand kind of the wrongdoing that happened. What becomes of our public health institutions? What becomes of the CDC? What becomes of the NIH? Fauci's agency, whatever that was, the 15-letter acronym. What becomes of these? And should there, God forbid, be another outbreak of something of this nature, where do the people turn to get information that they truly trust?
Well, I would love to say that some major reform is going to take place, and if and when the next outbreak or public health emergency occurs, it will have a much better system. But I think I've been around the block a little too long at this point that my cynicism is set in. And while these hearings are great, I'm not really sure you're actually going to see any benefit from them other than work a bunch of people up. Because at the end of the day, the NIH gets tens of millions of dollars. It funds hundreds of millions of dollars of research internationally. And it is a very slow process that I don't really think, unless someone comes in and does a complete overhaul, it's certainly not going to happen under the Biden administration. But unless someone is dedicated to overhauling the entire situation, I don't really see it improving.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one of the reasons why, at least in the McCullough House, my bride told me, she said, come hell or high water, I don't care. We're gonna consult the doctors, our doctors, on everything going forward. We found out, for example, our pediatrician was not in the least impressed with the performance of the vaccines, and particularly as the myocarditis information became a little more prominent and some of the incidents, particularly of athletic boys, started to kind of bubble up. You know, my son was running track. He's running track again this year. The school now has this insane 15-page, you know, thing that you have to go get your doctor to go through to sign off on their health. And she simply said to us, there's no way that I'm giving my kids these vaccines. They're just not proven yet. And I think you give the consumer the best shot at making the best decision when the people that know their health the best, when the people that have been treating them for the longest have the chance to evaluate what's best for them in that one-on-one. I mean, it'd be like, you know, after a doctor has treated, you know, a cancer patient, you know, in all the early stages, saying, well, I can't treat you beyond this. You have to go to the government-approved source to go get the next treatment. It just would be insane to turn away from the people that knew it the best. We've got just six more minutes with Dr. Sapphire, and there's a couple of other things I want to ask her about. Stay with us. It's Wellness Night. Don't go anywhere.
Sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy with Route 22 Toyota.
Dennis Prager here. Visit the Holy Land with me and Inspiration Cruises and Tours. No other trip will be like it. The Stand with Israel Tour. Call 855-565-5519 or visit standwithisraeltour.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm in my early 60s. I can't tell you how good I feel all day, especially because I work about a 12-and-a-half-hour shift. I mean, I get up at 4 and I'm at work at 5:30. You know, the afternoons, I would start to kind of lag a little bit, you know, start slowing down. Well, within a day or two, I was not lagging. I had energy. I mean, I was singing and, you know, kind of dancing around a little bit. And I mean, the only thing I changed was balance of nature. That's no lie. That's the truth. I mean, I see it in the commercials and I believe it because I live it.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code Brandon.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, like all the Fox News medical all-stars, Dr. Nicole Sapphire is really in great demand, and she's quite busy, so we're always grateful when she takes time away to be with us. Nicole, you recently put on the Twitter, and by the way, she's a surging TikTok star now, too. She's everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You'd just be surprised where you find Dr. Sapphire. You put recently two biggest advertisers at Oscars 2023 was Pfizer and HHS. Can we get back to the day when the government and Big Pharma weren't in complete lockstep? Bring back the fun commercials. I couldn't agree with you more. And I noticed even in the Super Bowl that there was a lot of that same type of thing. Obviously, Big Pharma knows that if they can direct policy, they're going to make a lot of money.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why they make hundreds of millions of dollars every single year. But I did just find it, you know, I was against direct-to-consumer marketing from Big Pharma when it passed a decade ago. And certainly now, as we have gone through the pandemic, I kind of just feel like, all right, enough is enough. I'm over Big Pharma talking directly to patients and trying to sell them on things that either are not meant for them or don't work for them. I mean, look what we're dealing with Ozempic right now. It's a diabetic medication that's in short supply because it's being marketed as a weight loss drug, and all of a sudden Diabetics can't get a hold of it. And same's going for Adderall, and same's going for many other medications. I mean, we dealt with the first drug shortage a century ago. Insulin. Diabetics were low on insulin, couldn't find it. A century later, diabetics are still having a hard time finding medication. I mean, what is wrong with our system? And a huge part of that is the direct-to-consumer marketing by Big Pharma, because they wrap it up, they put it in a nice pretty bow, and then all of a sudden patients are going to go and they demand these medications, and because the Affordable Care Act has made it that doctors get reimbursed based on patient satisfaction, all of a sudden doctors are giving medications that maybe they shouldn't have given, or maybe they wouldn't have given if things hadn't changed so much.
Well, I don't want to throw doctors under the bus for sure. I appreciate those of you that are so conscientious in your advice. But goodness, Nicole, talk about putting temptation in front of somebody. I mean, and I know that is in fact the case, and you're not the only one. My bride, around the same time, I think as soon as we started seeing the commercials on TV, she's like, they shouldn't do that. My doctor should be telling me about this. I shouldn't be telling my doctor what to give me.
Exactly. Again, why all of a sudden do we want to remove the physician from the doctor-patient relationship? All of a sudden now it seems, in the world of Big Pharma and Affordable Care Act, the relationship is between the insurance company, Big Pharma, and the patient. I mean, why do we even need doctors anymore? It doesn't even seem like the decision-making is there. Mind you, we're the only ones who actually went and got the education on what medication should fit which person. But sure, if you don't want us to be a part of the equation anymore, we're not here just to write prescriptions based off of commercials. That is not how it should be. And pharmaceutical industries need to focus. The problem is, you have to remember, there was a lot of muddied waters, especially in the opioid industry, where you had some doctors, very few doctors, receiving massive kickbacks from these pharmaceutical companies. So some doctors were getting rich while they were pushing medications. Now, I am not denying that. But when it comes to the majority of doctors, that is not happening. That was not happening. I do believe that there should be laws against kickbacks for physicians. They should not be financially rewarded for pushing certain medications. That's where we got into trouble. But I still think that the onus should be on the physician as to decide what medication is right for the patient, and then the doctor and the patient should have that conversation. Not the patient and the pharmaceutical company, not the patient and the insurance company, the patient and the doctor.
Yeah. Well, as a physician, you're very tuned into what all that means. As a journalist, I just have a huge problem learning that, you know, after the pandemic's over, that Dr. Fauci made tens of millions of dollars off of the companies that came up with the vaccines that got approved. I mean, that's to me, that's a genuine problem, and very typical of the current journalism state of things, hardly anybody's talked about it and continue to kind of ignore it as we go along. Let me ask you, the next kind of season, what do you see in front of us in terms of, you know, where we're at and what to expect? Because obviously there's an election around the corner. Dr. Fauci's leaving. He's left. He's gone. You said there might be a chance for reform. Are any of the people that have moved into the CDC or the other spots, have any of them impressed you at all? Have you been, you know, thinking, well, that's better than what we had before?
Certainly not. Unfortunately, I think CDC Director Walensky, I really was impressed with her before she stepped into this role as CDC Director. I think she had a very impressive career. I liked a lot of what she said. I saw some emails, what she said to her local school district and governance before she was in the role of CDC. She was talking about, hey, you know what? 3 feet, 6 feet between the school desk doesn't make a big difference. Masks. It's not going to make that big of a difference. But what happened? As soon as she became CDC director, she's like, oh, no. We have to keep kids out of school.
Got right in line.
6 feet separation. Yeah. And so she fell right in line. And she's continued on so. And so she certainly has not garnered any trust from me. We saw some high-level FDA people left the administration because they felt pressured to push forth the booster without the sufficient data on it. I'm really looking for a new administration to come in and do an overhaul. And I think it is time to do a complete overhaul. Unfortunately, what we see is the same people just kind of stay, and maybe right. We get new front people, so people who talk on TV, but everyone in the background kind of remains the same. I think someone needs to come in and they need to say, out you go, and we need to start anew.
I can't argue with that. All right, Dr. Sapphire, you're off. You've got a lot of patients to see. Thank you for being with us tonight. It is Wellness Wednesday, and we do have more great conversations straight ahead. In fact, Dr. Alan Sihan is going to join us from the Barnabas Hospital in the Bronx, talking some very important issues related to diabetes. Stay with us.
It's Dr. Lederman about innovative cancer treatment options often hidden elsewhere. Dr. Lederman discusses all options, what every doctor should do. Patients are amazed at Dr. Lederman's first in America radio surgery, Hidden Options, non-invasive, outpatient, highly successful treatment where we attack the cancer. I'm Dr. Lederman for your loved one with cancer treatment options that may have been hidden from you when most needed. For newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted, call Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices, for appointment and free cancer treatment booklet DVD. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Learn about hidden cancer treatment options. Hidden no more with Dr. Lederman, 2 and 2 Choices, 2 and 2 Choices.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. The tires screech, the impact is felt. Boom. You've just been in a car accident. It's a scary situation that none of us want to experience. But if you have been injured in a car accident, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. It's important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. So if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamen at 212-486-0011. That's 212-486-0011. Or visit us on the web at idalalaw.com. Idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna, and Kamens. Fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Call in to the Joe Piscopo Show and let your voice be heard.
Hey, let me go to Tom in Boca Raton.
Your show is, in my opinion, the great American story. Joe Piscopo's father, the family, Al, everybody in your show. You guys put together a team. I love your show. Everybody's beautiful. We're very fortunate to have a great American story, Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970, or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0. 800-651-0798.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves nobody but me. No one but me.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Live on the original Wellness Wednesday, often imitated, but never repeated. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And we are so honored to have such a wide variety of doctors and experts, whether they be nutritionists or fitness instructors or others, that are able to come and help us be healthier every week. And I'm very happy to welcome my next guest, Dr. Alan Sajjan, of the St. Barnabas Hospital in the Bronx. He's an endocrinologist there, and he is a graduate of SUNY, Downstate College of Medicine there in Brooklyn, did his residency at Northwell Lenox Hill in Manhattan, and he had a fellowship at the Albert Einstein Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx, and he's currently at St. Barnabas, as we mentioned. Dr. Sajjan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
It is a great pleasure.
We are we're always trying to help people on this broadcast do things a little bit better so that they have a little bit better outcome. And I recognize that on the scale of wellness, doing massive change for anything is often just impossible. So I always think it's the little increments that we can make a difference in that really do help people. But one of the things that you're very passionate about is diabetes prevention. And I'm curious as to why. Why diabetes as opposed to, you know, any number of other things that you could have focused on?
So type 2 diabetes, or diabetes in general, it puts you at risk for various conditions later in life, like heart attacks or strokes or kidney disease, any sort of vision problems or even blindness. You could have neuropathy where you could have pain or loss of sensation in your hands or feet. So diabetes, it's a lifestyle disease, especially type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
And if you have it for a long time, let's say 10, 20, 30, or 40 years, then you are at risk for all these complications. So preventing diabetes and addressing diabetes, it really improves your quality of life over time, and it's something to take care of right from the beginning.
Well, let's talk about specifically what is happening in the body when it has diabetes. I know that you're focused on type 2. What is diabetes in general, and what is type 2?
Okay. So so in the broad scheme of things, type 1 diabetes is when your body doesn't produce any insulin. So your pancreas doesn't make any insulin, and you would have to take insulin to maintain your blood glucose. In type 2 diabetes, which is what most people have, your body stops responding to insulin. Your body sort of becomes insensitive to the insulin your body is producing. And over time, what happens is the pancreas isn't producing enough insulin. So what happens is with diabetes, your glucose are high, you sort of become insulin resistant, and over time your body doesn't produce enough insulin. So that's what's happening with diabetes, particularly with type 2 diabetes.
Yeah. I noticed that type 2 is often associated with people that are significantly overweight. What does the what's the connection between weight management and type 2?
So being overweight or having obesity increases your risk for developing type 2 diabetes. So when you are overweight or obese, chances are you're insulin resistant, meaning your body has to produce more insulin to address your high glucose. And over time, your pancreas sort of doesn't produce enough insulin for your body over time. So being overweight and having obesity puts you at risk for type 2 diabetes. And it's something you have control over, maybe. And having lifestyle modifications can address, you know, both type 2 diabetes and the obesity component.
What's the worst complications that people with type 2 end up having to face?
So generally, if you have diabetes over maybe 20 or 30 or 40 years, then you are at risk for getting heart attacks or stroke, and that can lead to your mortality. So that would be like the worst case scenarios in the long term. So if you are addressing the diabetes from the beginning, right, then if you're on the right medications, that can prevent all these complications. So regular follow-up with your primary care doctor or your endocrinologist is useful for screening purposes and for adequate treatment purposes.
And I guess the most important thing are, what are some simple steps to helping us prevent becoming type 2 diabetics?
So as you said earlier, taking small steps, it actually helps you in the long term. So eating healthy, getting plenty of exercise, it helps long way. So if you lose a couple of pounds, it actually improves the body's insulin sensitivity, and that takes care of diabetes. If you are able to quit smoking, it's very hard, but if you're able to quit smoking, it can actually prevent a lot of complications down the line. In terms of the diet, several studies have shown that Mediterranean diet, so that's high in fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, olive oil, it has shown to decrease your likelihood of getting diabetes in the long run.
Yeah.
Quality of sleep matters. You know, sleep, having at least 8 hours of sleep, it helps. And going to the gym or just, you know, gentle physical activities like walking for 15 or 30 minutes daily, it also helps. So in summary, you know, healthy diet and exercise on a regular basis can prevent diabetes.
All right. Well, Dr. Sejan, we are thankful for what you're doing. Thank you for the help here. And friends, if you appreciate that, maybe get the podcast here and send it to others. But keep up the great work. And if people want more information about what you're doing, where do you suggest that they go?
They can always come to our Comprehensive Care Center clinic.
Okay.
Here at St. Barnabas Hospital. And we are here Monday through Friday. We have a clinic, and people are always welcome.
Great. Dr. Alan Sejan, thank you so much for being with us. It's Kevin McCullough. My final thought for the night next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge, because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call
call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline. Sound too good to be true? It's not. You can say I do, all with gorgeous views of the New York City skyline in the distance on board the Atlantis Yacht of New York Cruises. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. Your guests will dine in style on the main deck, sky deck, and lounge deck with 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you with us, friends. Kevin McCullough, very honored to have you here every single night. And as we are walking through this Wellness Wednesday, this piece hit my desk today. Artificial intelligence has just developed, so AI has just developed a treatment for cancer in only 30 days. And this treatment can now predict a patient's survival rate. It's a brand new study published in the Journal of Chemical Science. Researchers at the University of Toronto, along with the In Silico Medicine, developed a potential treatment for hepatocellular carcinoma. That's a mouthful. With an AI drug discovery platform called Pharma AI. HCC is the most common type of liver cancer and occurs when a tumor grows on the liver, according to Cleveland Clinic. Researchers applied AlphaFold, an AI-powered protein structure database, to pharma.ai to uncover a novel target, a previously unknown treatment pathway for cancer, and developed a novel hit molecule that could bind to that target without aid. The creation of the potential drug was accomplished in just 30 days from the selection of the target and after synthesizing just 7 compounds. After a second round of generating compounds, they discovered a more potent hit molecule, but any potential drug would need to go through clinical trials before widespread use. And while the world was fascinated with advances in generative AI and art and language, our generative AI algorithms managed to design potent inhibitors of a target in the AlphaFold-derived structure, said Alex Zvonaronikov, founder and CEO of In Silico Medicine. AI is rapidly changing the way drugs and medicine are discovered and developed, as the traditional method of trial and error is slow, expensive, and limits the scope of exploration. This paper is further evidence of the capacity of AI to transform the drug discovery process with enhanced speed, efficiency, and accuracy. said Michael Levitt, a Nobel Prize winner in chemistry, bringing together the predictive power and the target and drug design power, it's possible to imagine that we're on the cusp of a new era of AI-powered drug discovery. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. But then again, I had my friend Ari Zolden telling me that Watson from IBM, was undergoing a residency at the University of North Carolina Hospital System a few years ago and had completed it in like the shortest amount of time ever. And to this day reads up to 2,000 different new published works, inputting everything. And he's diagnosing cancer as good or if not better than the medical doctors. So I'm not totally surprised that an AI treatment being delivered via technology is working as well. After all, when you get down to it, medicine does have a lot of math and algorithmic type of structure to it. Cells are mathematical. There's so many of them in our body. Certain things occur to them and change them or kill them or drop them off. But whatever the case may be, AI has tapped into it. It's going to be interesting. I hope that this means something good for people, particularly with that type of cancer, because cancer is just brutal. And makes me thankful for people like Dr. Nicole Sapphire spending her life trying to help people that are fighting it. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we'll see you tomorrow night when Imran Ansari and I will debate, no doubt, the biggest story of the week, the Trump pending indictment. We'll see you then.